How was the party?
Ah.
Over here, young man. What am I doing in your room?
Oh no, sweetie. This isn't your room. This may be your bedroom, yes, but this is my house.
Mine and your father's. Which means this is really my room. Everything in this room is mine.
Everything.
That doesn't answer my question, darling. How was the party? Did you have fun? Yes, I know I said you could go. That's not what this is about. I don't care that you went. You had my permission. No, I'm more concerned about the fact that you're coming home so far past curfew. And have you been drinking? You told me there wouldn't be alcohol there. You lied to me.
Don't give me that bullshit. You reek of cheap booze. No son of mine is going to be staying out all hours of the night getting intoxicated with who knows what kind of people. Ugh, what kind of mother would I be to allow this behavior?
Oh, how could I forget? Of course. You're not my real son. No, I'm just the big, bad, mean old stepmommy. Is that it? After everything I've done for you, still, you are such an ungrateful little boy. You know that? You're right. You didn't ask for me to do those things. No, but you'll happily benefit from them when it suits you. You don't mean that. All right. That's what you want, hmm? You don't want a mother. You want a wicked stepmother. Very well. And that's what you'll get. What am I doing? I'm giving you what you want. Your very own stepmother. And if I'm not your mother, then I don't mind dishing out a little corporal punishment. Oh, you're laughing. You think because I'm, what, just a woman, that you can overpower me?
You may be stronger, but I hold all the strings, my little puppet.
Unless you want me to call your father in, tell him you snuck out, got drunk, called me a pathetic gold-digging trophy whore. You think your father would believe you? Oh, honey. He's too busy coming inside of me to care about whatever little bullshit lie his jealous son can come up with. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that too honest for you? Go on. Lay across my lap.
Now!
The longer I wait, the worse it gets. Stop squirming. I need your ass bare so you can really feel it. No talking. Now, you're going to lay across my lap and take the spanking you deserve, young man. Angry, are we? Too bad you don't have your mother here. I'm sure she'd never hurt you like this. At least not in such a degrading manner. But then again, this is probably exactly what you need. A little humiliation to put you in your place. Maybe if you were spanked more often, you wouldn't be such an ungrateful brat. I'll stop when I feel like it. I'm sure a real mommy would care about your discomfort, but that isn't what I am. Why, I'm hardly more than a stranger to you, aren't I? It's not like I matter to you. It's not like you're mine. And don't you even pretend that part of you doesn't like this. I may be your big, bad stepmother, but I'm still a gorgeous woman. And you're still getting spanked on your bare ass. Your cock pressing against my thighs. And I can feel how hard you're getting. Are you afraid a finger might start brushing against the head of your cock? Like this? And that you'll start to leak in anticipation of it? And that you'll start to enjoy yourself too much? Start grinding against my legs? Give yourself away? Maybe that's why you act like such a brat. You're all pent up. Your useless girlfriend left, and now you just need some kind of release. And you're desperate for it. Yes, I think that's the problem. But don't worry, I have a perfect solution. Get up. Take your clothes off. All of them. Stop arguing and take them off. What did I tell you about making me wait? Good job. Now lay down on the bed, face up. This isn't what you want, is it, dirty boy? No, it's what you need. You need a release so badly. And you need someone to hold you accountable for your actions. And that's what I'm here for. To show you some tough love. I know you're a stubborn little brat, so I'm going to tell you what I expect from you ahead of time, so you can decide what's more important. Your pleasure. Or your pride. There we go. Just my fingers gliding around your shaft. Am I the first person to do it since your girlfriend left? Other than yourself? Oh, how badly did you need this? To be touched by another woman again? To be used? You don't have to tell me. It's already obvious. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. My expectations. I'm going to get you off, sweetheart. But only if you admit that I am your real mother. That you are mine, my family. Do that, and you can have your release. Or deny me. It's up to you. Either way, I'm going to get what I want eventually. You won't be able to hold out. God, you are throbbing, just leaking everywhere. Oh, are you so needy that you get hard for your own stepmother? Oh, no. Then why are you biting your lip? moaning every time my fingers brush against the swollen head of your cock. Why can't you look away? Oh, yes, Archap, just like that. Don't be embarrassed, honey. I know how badly you want my hands to stroke you. Ah, that's right. Moan for me. Show me just how much I know my boy. Exactly what he needs. And what you need right now isn't just my fingers. I saw how much you loved your girlfriend's mouth. Oh, yes, this is what you really wanted all this time. Someone to kiss and lick and suck your needy cock. And who better than the woman who knows you most? Your most intimate secrets. Your every need. Like how you love your balls to be stroked while your cock is being sucked in long, slow licks. How you moan when someone deep throats you. The sounds you make when you come. And how your toes curl when you do. After all, it's my job to know everything about you, darling. Every single thing I can. And you were never very discreet. Thankfully. That's right. Just given to me. Let me take care of you. Just the way you need. And whenever you're ready to admit exactly how much you love your mother, you can have your release. You won't be able to stop it, honey. You don't want to. You may fight me, but I can feel you quivering beneath my tongue. Shaking with your hunger. Oh, so close. Just tell me. Oh, just tell me what I need to hear. Tell me the truth, and it will feel so good. You can't stop it. It feels too good. My tongue. Fingers massaging your balls. I know you want to come, But you have to tell me. Tell me what I know, and I'll let you. Oh, come on, just tell me. Thank you, baby. Oh, I love you. And you can come for me. I want you to. Come for me, my good boy. Come for me. Thank you, darling. Thank you for admitting that I am your real mother. Even though we both knew it was true, it's nice to hear. Well, I suppose I should let you get some sleep. It is past curfew. Just remember, the next time you're feeling pent up, you can always come to me. After all, Mother knows best.